When people learned that two boats belonging to the family banished from Haida Gwaii this week were being stored in Prince George, they headed there to continue a protest that began on the coastal island First Nation and has since spread across the province. Tyson Young was charged with the second-degree murder of Luke Pearson after he allegedly struck Pearson with his vehicle on April 22 on Haida Gwaii. After Young was arrested, a show of solidarity began as people condemned Young's family members, who allegedly sheltered him after the incident and who were also accused of being involved in drug trafficking in the area. These protests eventually accumulated in a group of seven individuals being shunned from community and subsequently leaving. Soon after, two of the properties belonging to the family was demolished by residents of Haida Nation. A movement called #JusticeForLuke was created to help further support and communicate with others involved in the movement. Led by indigenous communities across the province, the movement began peacefully protesting the family as they traveled across the province. More than 100 businesses have banned the family or denied services as a result. The family passed through Prince George early Wednesday, April 30, and were met by protests along Highway 16 near Beaverley. Another show of solidarity emerged in Prince George, where it was revealed that the family had stored two boats belonging to them at the vault storage facility on Boundary Road. Supporters were there Thursday, May 1, when one of the two boats owned by the family was removed from the storage facility. 16 people came from across the province, including members of Lake Babine Nation and Laidley Tena. Also among the supporters was local advocate Jessica Jacobs, who has been involved in the movement since the beginning. Jacobs made a call to action in a Facebook post informing Prince George about the location of the boats and has a personal connection to the movement, as members of her family have strong connections within the Haida Nation and she considers it a second home. "It's almost as though Haida Nation knew that when those who were made to leave the island left and reached the mainland, they had this faith that each community, each nation, everyone just knew what to do to honor Haida tradition," said Jacobs. "They knew how to honor the decision of the Haida Nation and their way of governance. They had faith in every other nation and community, and it was powerful, and people need to see this, people need to learn, and people need to understand that they have their own laws." Jacobs added that this movement is primarily about healing from the tragedy and showing solidarity for a community affected by this incident. "It gives me hope for healing for every nation," said Jacobs. "Every nation that was self-governing and who have their own cultures and ways of handling difficult situations. They come together as a community, as a family, as a group, and they honor their traditions and their cultures. Having watched each community meet those who've been banished and showing solidarity, you can also see and witness the healing within those nations. How do you not stand with the Haida Nation? Luke was a good man, he has a beautiful family and will be missed dearly." Another supporter who was at vault storage was Megan Lewis, who showed up to support the family and show solidarity. "It just shows you how strong we can unite as a nation," said Lewis. "With allies and indigenous alike. We understand that it doesn't just affect indigenous communities, but also non-indigenous as well. We're grateful for all of the support from our non-indigenous allies and several other indigenous nations coming together and supporting Haida Gwaii." RCMP Corporal Lauren Smith informed the 16 supporters at about 3 p.m. that the boats had been sold to a resident in Prince George. He said a delivery company would be picking up the remaining boat and that the family would not return to Prince George. Despite this, a majority of the supporters remained. In an interview with The Citizen, Skeena Bulkley Valley MP-elect Ellis Ross said he's been following the incident and its aftermath on social media. That riding includes Haida Gwaii within its boundaries. "I've never seen that kind of solidarity between First Nations before along Highway 16 and beyond," said Ross, the former chief counselor for the Haisla Nation. "I think it struck a chord with many First Nations that could empathize with what had happened there." He said he empathized with the situation personally as someone born and raised on a reserve. While the death was shocking, he said seeing those communities stand together was heartwarming. With files from Colin Slark.